Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to my weekly update. As you can see, I'm here at our offices in Stoneley Park. And I suppose the big news this week has been about the EU Revocation and Reform Bill. Finally, a pragmatic approach being taken, and we won't see the sunsetting of all EU laws by the end of the year. I think this is really important because there is an opportunity to have effectively better regulation, more business-friendly regulation. And that will, of course, be very much the focus of the government and a lot of the media stories that you are hearing at the moment. I think there is a word of caution, though, in all of this. The briefings that I had yesterday, and I also joined a meeting with Lord Bennion, very much talking about wanting to see growth in our economy, wanting to allow business to be more agile and opportunistic in this area, and the line on the environment that everything is actually going to stay the same, and we're going to look at how we strengthen environmental regulation. And I've made the point, you know, for us, we keep on saying it. This is about food production and the environment being treated as one. So better regulation applies, more business friendly, not contracting our food production side because we are tied to the environmental side. So on that basis, I have to say the ask on self-sufficiency, making sure that the land use framework, which DEFRA of course are working on now, really does factor in food production as part of this message does seem to be finally landing with the department and with the Secretary of State herself. And of course, it makes our food summit next week, I say ours, what we've lobbied for a long time now with the Prime Minister and Number 10, ever more important. This was obviously a commitment that he made back in August. Finally, now it's happening. It is absolutely focused on farm to fork and really, really looking at a UK focus. So I will be joined by farming union presidents from right across the United Kingdom. There will be retailers there. There will be processors there. There will be conversations really about great British food abroad, what trade looks like. There'll be focuses on sustainability, green energy, water. There'll also be really important discussions on resilience and supply chain fairness. And finally, there'll be a fourth work stream on innovation and skills. And the idea is that, you know, various businesses are invited there to showcase British food, what they're exporting across the world. The Prime Minister is planning on giving a speech. There'll then be members of the Cabinet that come in as well. And then this will break up into workshop sessions in Number 10 and a plenary session at the end. So focusing from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. You never get everything you want. The key focus for us is making sure that we get this self-sufficiency figure and the annual reporting and a long-term commitment from whoever the Prime Minister might be on hosting this domestic food security summit. So all going ahead, and I'll update you on that next week. And finally, for those of you that are a loose end on Friday evening, I will be on Any Questions. Don't know quite who the rest of the panel are, but these are really important opportunities for us. And I have to say, on the back of Question Time last week, many of you will have seen the Transport Minister, Mark Harper, was there. All those farming on the HS2 line, I have now got a meeting booked in with Mark Harper, and it couldn't be more important. The challenges for those farmers in that area are absolutely enormous. And I explained a lot of that to Mark Harper beforehand. He said, well, you must come in. We've been trying to get a meeting with him. And now finally, on the back of Question Time, the best outcome of all of it, I have to say, we have a meeting with the Transport Minister. So a whirlwind as ever. A trip through, but wherever you are, please do take care. And I really look forward to speaking to you again next week. Many thanks.